Ho, ho, ho!
When's lunch? Oh, no. And ho, ho, ho! Welcome back to the number one podcast done on a balcony. My name is Spencer.
My name is Matheson.
And we are back with the annual holiday extravaganza, Jubilee, Christmas, Snow Globe, Rudolph, Heat Miser, Frosty the Snowman, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, Bing Crosby Can't Really Dance That Well, Little Town of Bethlehem, Holly Jolly Jingle Balls, Christmas Holiday Special.
Yes!
How you doing, dude?
I'm doing great. The best part about that was that you said Heat Miser at like number seven, and that was like way before all of the obvious popular Christmas things to say.
I know. I think Heat Miser had like a really intense, I was just really affected by him.
It's scary.
Yeah.
He's
like
a weird character.
Honestly, like as a kid, you like Snow Miser more. And now when I've gotten older, I've been like, Snow Miser is creepier for sure.
I mean, they're all creepy.
Yeah.
And, I mean, not anti-Semitic, but, I mean, kind of on the nose of just Heat Miser. Like the most Jewish thing you could ever say. And he's the bad guy.
Dude,
so it's possible.
I feel like back then they just... It was just.
Yeah, I just think it happened, and then you just, I don't know.
You ignore somehow, it.
Yeah, you just like, it just, no one said anything, and it was somehow fine.
But look, we know that there's an elephant in the room, and we're not going to talk about it. It's fine that we've only released like seven episodes this year, but that's not the point. We're here, and we're not going away, is I think the headline.
I was going to say, I think we came close to like doing just a Christmas episode. It's like we do a Christmas episode, take a year off, come back on Christmas. But no, I mean, we've been busy. It's been a lot going on this year. I think the last episode we released, which arguably was the best episode we ever did ever, the internet lords have not been on our side sometimes.
Yes. And, yes. That's totally true. Cause we have recorded two episodes that are unable to come out because we had technical fuck ups, and it was like very much like not like we forgot to do something. It was just a wild happenstance twice.
Yeah, that's the internet didn't want to internet.
And, yeah,
you know, Bill Gates from beyond the grave ruining our lives.
Bill Gates is alive. Bill Gates is not dead.
I was thinking Steve Jobs when I said Bill Gates.
Our last episode was uploaded on September 11th, and this episode will be our holiday jubilee extravaganza. It always feels good to be back, especially for the holiday season. I am on the original balcony looking inside. I can see my Christmas tree that's up, and it's the holiday season.
The holiday season.
And a whoop-dee-doo, a hickory.
A blippity-bop.
Blippity-blop is the future.
I don't know.
A blippity-blop.
Oh, yeah,
don't
the AI
forget
version.
To take off your socks.
It'll be coming down the chimney now.
Yeah.
There we go. That was good. Is this the Wen's Lunch reveal of that you got a new cat?
This is the Wen's Lunch reveal. It's not the Instagram reveal because everybody's probably seen the cat, but I do have a new cat. Her name's Blue. She's an orange tabby. I'm a dual cat owner now, and it's awesome.
Is her actual name Blue? Because I know that's not what you call her. So,
dude, I don't even call my cats their names, but yeah, her actual name's Blue, and she's named after Blue Bottle Coffee.
Oh, that's sweet.
Well, because like Kona's named after Kona Coffee Purveyors in Hawaii.
Oh, really? Yeah. I actually didn't know that.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I forget that her name is Kona because it's just anything but.
I know. That is true.
Yeah. That is sweet, though. I like that. Blue Bottle, dude.
That's
awesome. Right. And you saw you put the cat in the tree, a couple pictures. It's very cute.
I didn't put the cat in the tree. The cat just climbs up to the top of the tree. like through it, like literally like,
That's actually amazing that the tree, you know, like things don't fall off and whatnot.
Well,
like ornaments.
Ornaments definitely fall off, but we actually, the first time it happened, we ended up tying, we have a rope on the tree that's tied to the window because it'll fall over. Like she'll just go so crazy that she like rocks it back and forth. And it's a
is it like tastefully done, or is it just like, or is it just like obviously like a giant rope tied to your
wall? No. I wish it was that, but it's kind of like, it's just like hidden in the back. You can't really see it. And we it is a Balsam Hill tree, which is the nicest tree you can get. Not to flex or anything. I didn't really want to make a big deal about it. But it's
no, I mean I agree. And when you make $1 trillion a podcast episode,
right?
Why not spend it on trees?
Yeah,
give back, you know.
Give back to the environment. Buy a fake tree. Actually,
buy a fake tree. I mean, that would. Yeah, I guess that is that would be that argument could be made.
It could be made, but the only problem is that to get this fake tree made, like you're like, oh, you're saving one tree, but to get this made, it probably took the energy of 6 trees and 9 gallons of water.
That's very true. I was going to say, it's just like only plastic, like
yeah.
A significant amount of fish died. And
yeah. We're fucked.
But that's what Christmas is about.
Fish
killing
dying.
Fish.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, well, I know this is the holiday episode, and I guess we can cut this out if I'm spilling some beans here, but not the last time that we saw each other, but the last time I was in LA, I mm-hmm. was there to play some drums on
yep.
some songs, and that was very good and very cool, and
yeah.
the songs are very good. I don't want to, you know, I'll let you spill as many beans that should be spilled, but
well, you didn't.
It was awesome.
You didn't spill any beans there. It's not a secret that I'm working on a sophomore album, and this one has been starting to come together so much faster than the first one, which I think is natural because like the first one was. I said, I'm going to make an album. And then it took me about 2 years, really, to like to do it.
Gosh, I guess that's right. I mean,
yeah, it was on and off. Sorry. And like I had some random tours and like and I went to go like film something. And it was I'm an actor, too. It's not a big deal. And I haven't booked anything in a while, but we've been on strike. So that's
you've been on strike. Yeah,
that's why
legally allowed. Right.
Yeah, that's the only reason, dude. But it took a long time because I think I was deciding, like, first of all, I was finding my sound and my message, but two, like, just putting together an album, bro, is so much work. It's so many moving parts, especially when it's not just like a straight up pop album, and like you and Jordan and Jacob on saxophone and like all these different.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like it's we're making a real record, so it took a long time. But this one, I didn't. Almost all of the songs that I've written for this one are gonna be on it. Like I think I've thrown away like 3, which is nothing, you know.
Oh, did that happen on the first one? I guess I didn't realize that.
Oh yeah, I mean, there's like probably like 12 or 15 songs that didn't make it because I was like, right, I just wasn't sure what. I really found the sound with that record, especially when I wrote Everybody. I was like, oh, this is what I want to be. This makes sense.
Well, that's what I was gonna say, and I guess we're you know getting off the holiday topic here, but like. Yeah, that makes sense because the first album, it's like, yeah, you're finding everything you just said. And then obviously you've not found a thing that works. That's not what I mean because it was very genuine. But I'll say found a thing that resonated and worked. And then
yeah.
obviously the tour like really backed that up, playing live and
yeah.
and people hearing it and the way it sounded live. So it was like, great, like this clearly is the right thing. So then, yeah, you come back and it's like you have a direction, so to speak.
The confusing part is done. Like me figuring out, I figured out who I am, what my message is, and the sound. This album is a bit of a different sound. It's still a rock and roll album, but
it's
yeah,
all Tuvan throat singing.
It's all
it's really low notes. You're not gonna believe it.
Oh,
yeah, exactly. It's like way down there.
That's what I do. But I had a. I had you and Jordan come out to LA and we just had like a few full days in the studio followed by scary video games, Jazz Cabbage and
God, dude. That was so fun.
In the bar.
I forgot. There is something about like I mean, this is not earth-shattering information, but like those, like, what, I mean, yeah, like, there was a lot of, you know, not frustrations, but just, like, you know, they're long days and your brain gets tired, but, like, that's just so fun. You, like, go, you, for me, you know, it's, like, play my instrument with my friends, have a good time, go get good food, and then play scary video games with your friends, and then go to bed. Like, I that's mean, a good day.
It's fucking awesome, dude.
Yeah. So, that was very good, but...
yeah, it was really
well, anyways,
fun.
I didn't want to spill any beans, but sounds like I didn't.
And, no, you didn't. You didn't spill any beans. Just everybody should know that it's gonna set your ears on fire, and you're not gonna be able to hear the same. It's gonna change your eustachian tubes. They're gonna be on fucking lava land.
You're gonna get more.
You're gonna get more eustachian tubes. I can hear everything.
Yeah, just panic. You're horrified.
So many details.
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah. They'd be like, yeah. You'd hear a lot of weird, like, liquid sounds like high pitched things. You'd like hear bugs that you never thought you could hear, and it'd just be, you'd hear like ants across the room. And that's
I would immediately jump off my roof. I cannot hear ants across the room.
That's not for me. Actually, this is a When's Lunch callback, but do you remember when...
Ooh-ah! Sorry. Ooh. I had to get one out.
Yeah, that's the right thing to do. I was going to do a bunch of help. No, but do you remember when Pearson was on and he was telling us about his whole mushroom thing? But that happened to him where he was laying on the ground, like, deep in his, like, therapeutic mushroom... situation, and he was like laying on his deck or something like that. I don't know where he was, it doesn't matter, but he was laying on his deck and he could like hear clickety clacks, and he's like, what is that? And then he started to realize that it was the ants on the deck.
I mean, like, that sounds like the worst case scenario.
It's like too much for me, man. Like, that's, I guess if your brain is rotting, then maybe that's better than...
God, that was a crazy fucking podcast.
Unbelievable. But anyways, so yeah, there's music coming out and it'll be great, but that doesn't matter because it's Christmas time.
Yeah. Yeah. That doesn't matter.
Who gives a fuck? Original music.
Yeah. A little, since you've last heard the podcast, it's basically been that we did that last episode, and then I've been in the studio, done a little bit of traveling and stuff. And then you guys came out and we did that. And I went back to Ohio for Thanksgiving. We had a nice night out. I saw you play. And
I was going to say, we all hung out. That was very fun.
Yeah, and we're going to do it again a few days before Christmas, which is going to be great. I fly in that day. And
wait, which day?
The 21st.
Oh, okay.
You know, you guys know that Spirit Airlines is the official airline flyover of When's Lunch. And
absolutely. Music for miles.
Music for miles. Hashtag music for miles. So that's the the flight that I take, especially during the holidays. The problem is, it's the only nonstop from LA to Columbus. The problem is that the plane takes off at 5:45 a.m. So that's early as shit, but it's LAX and it's during the holidays. So I my alarm is set, I'm not kidding, for 3. Like, that's what time I'm just... And I'm not the type of person who just can't, like, just don't sleep. I gotta
sleep. Do you sleep, though?
Yeah, but for, like, 4 hours.
See, because I'm, like, in the other direction of, I mean, I need to sleep. Like,
I mean, I put you on that flight. Did you sleep?
And that's what I was going to say, is that sleep is, it's a tough word to use as a description. I would say that I was laying down and my eyes were closed.
You're resting.
And it's possible that I went in and out of consciousness, but I would not say that sleep is what happened. But that's okay. I mean, you know, yeah, it's small price to play? Small price to
price
pay.
To play.
for free flights. Very funny story very quickly about that for everyone listening is, as Spencer was saying, he put Jordan and I on that flight to go back to Columbus after we were recording, and it's 4:30 in the morning. We're at LAX and somebody pulled an alarm on one of the like conveyor belts at the airport. And if you want to know what I don't want to hear at 4:45 in the morning, it's a ear piercing alarm go on for 20 plus minutes. I don't want to do it because it's just horrible, but it's just so funny of just like added, you know, just like,
just
it's already 4:30. Like
it's almost funny how like fucked it is. You just like look at each other and you're like, this is literally classic. This is
I have a very good video of Jordan on my phone of him just like face down on his bag.
we're gonna put that on our Wins Lunch Instagram. Everybody needs to see that. That
video. I will do that. Yes, absolutely.
A little update. Also, if you're an OG listener of Wins Lunch, you know who Saw Guy is. Here's a big update. Actually, it's not a little update. The Saw's been happening a lot lately. There is. So Saw Guy has a house. He built an even bigger house next
to
his
house. Yeah, he built
more. And it's done.
House. Yes. That's good, right? Or is it bad?
It's good, but he's never done. He's not going to be finished forever. So, but it's a fucking awesome house, dude.
I feel like who I think Saw Guy is, it makes sense that he's never going to be done. Like, he's going to get done with his second house and then be like, like the roof could just be a little bit better, and then he's just gonna saw his roof, and then like then he's gonna need an underground bunker, you know. It's just like never,
it's never enough. And I think that he is just gonna he just built a new house, and then he's gonna saw down his old house, and then he's gonna build it back up, and then saw down his new house, and then keep going back and forth. And I think I don't even know what it looks like, but I think he should look like, You know the Cuba Gooding Jr. movie Radio? I feel like he looks like the football coach.
Yeah, you are 100% correct. Who is that? What's the actor's name?
I don't remember. He's in
Harris. Ed Harris.
Ed Harris. He looks like Ed Harris. Yep.
He does look like, he looks exactly like Ed Harris. And I'm also glad that we're on the same page of,
what if it is Ed Harris?
It might be Ed Harris.
I can't sleep when I'm not acting.
Ed Harris also was old in radio, and that was easily 20 years ago. So, who knows?
Oh, he's in Pain and Gain.
He's not.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're right. He's the cop. He's
like the private eye, like detective.
He's the private eye that gets. That you're right.
He gets him.
But what I was gonna say was I'm glad that we're on the same page of picturing Saw Guy. He only has one tool, and it's a saw. Like, so when you say he saws down his old house, like, it's like normally they, you know, whatever, use like wrecking balls or like jackhammers, and
nope, he's sawing through a metal refrigerator.
Yeah, he's just, exactly, like he does plumbing with a saw.
Oh, honey, how was your day? Oh, I got an inch and a half on that fridge. Been sawing for 14 hours.
That's why he was always sawing. It's because he has one tool, but he has giant aspirations, but he only has a saw.
He has giant aspirations and a giant ass saw guy.
If he's Ed Harris, then he does not.
Yeah. That's true. Well, it's Christmas.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, I was like thinking about, like, speaking of saw, like, there's no, we're a little bit out of practice, so I was just like, so it's Christmas. Like, whatever it's called.
No, it was just funny because I feel like we were initially supposed to talk about Christmas.
Oh,
then I brought up the album, and then somehow we started talking about Saw Guy being Ed Harris and only having one tool.
That's us.
So it's just funny that you said we're out of practice. I would say that
we're
it's
in
like riding a bike, baby.
Practice.
I'm talking about practice.
Talking about practice.
So anyways, you have Christmas. Let's talk about Christmas. And I know that you clearly have things written down.
I just have a couple things. I think that we've talked about this before. It's a shame that we're not together, obviously, because we could do a sing along, but we will be. Maybe we can figure it out when,
dude,
I'm
Christmas
in Columbus.
Part two.
Yeah, we might have to, because this is like becoming more of a catch up, and I know that you guys are gonna love hearing us catch up too. But maybe I'll bring the acoustic guitar.
I didn't realize that either. Yeah.
It was so, I mean, it's so fun to listen to us singing like Baby It's Cold Outside, but making it extra creepy.
And me guessing the chords as I'm trying to play. sorry. So, what were you going
to
say?
So one of the things that I know we've talked about before, but I'd like to know your three favorite Christmas movies.
Oh yeah.
Of all time. And what do you enjoy, like, you know, watching year after year?
Yeah, I mean, I think I guess my favorites would be the ones that you watch every year.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess like A equals B, you know, like I was going to say, I'm not sure if they're even my favorite movies, but I always watch them every year. But maybe that's what, well, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But I would say number one, Charlie Brown Christmas. And it could be argued that it's not a movie is the thing.
Yeah, it's like, it's a movie. I know what you mean.
It's like 25 minutes, but, yeah. But I also, I mean, that is, that music is so great that, that
it's
record.
It's Vince Guaraldi.
Vince Guaraldi. Dude.
And I just bought the vinyl.
Oh,
dude, it's great.
It's so good.
I listen to it every single morning.
Mustache of truth. number two would probably be, Love Actually.
Oh, wow.
And it's, I hesitated on saying that because it's a recent favorite of mine. Like I probably only like three to 4 years in on consecutively watching it, but
do you watch that by yourself? I feel like a rom-com.
No.
Okay. I was going to say like a rom-com. Sometimes you want to just like cozy up and watch by yourself.
Oh, sorry. I would do that, but no, I mean, these, I was thinking about like what, you know, what you watch with your family, I guess, but,
right.
And that movie is, I mean, you know, it's classic.
Oh, yeah.
What a cast. You got, it's happy and sad and there's so much good stuff.
Yep.
All the good things. You know, Snape's in it and
he is.
I've somehow gotten into this world.
Dude, that's the saddest part. That's the saddest story or side story.
Yeah.
It's because he cheats on her, and it's sad.
He's Alan Rickman, though. What do you want him to do?
But he's Alan Rickman, and he's still loves Lily Potter. And then number three is Elf.
Yeah, and nice. I mean, that...
Just a classic Elf. You know, we don't need to talk about why Elf is good, but...
I went a couple years where I watched, like, I kind of hated on Elf. Like, I've seen Elf... I saw Elf in theaters in, like, fucking third grade or something.
Wow, I bet you I probably did, too. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember going to see it because I remember seeing, like, before it came out, I saw previews for it in theaters, and it was, like, it looked so strange. And then I saw it, and I loved it, and I watched it for fucking 15 years. And then I went through a phase where I was, like, so over it. And just recently, like, last year, the year before, I watched it again. Because it's like, the most overplayed Christmas movie ever. And I rewatched it, and I was just, like...
I agree.
I mean, it's so good. It's unbelievable. It's, like, the cast is magical. James Caan is just... so good, and obviously Will Ferrell is just like right in his bag, and it's just like, so everybody from like the mall the mall department store manager
guy, right? Yeah,
dude, he's so funny. He's a comedian.
He's hilarious. I've never seen him in anything else, but he's,
you have
that. And really, you,
yes, think? I forget, but me and my dad would look through his stuff and we're like, oh my god, he's like a crazy working actor.
I guess, yeah,
but character, like, he's never like a lead in anything,
right?
Yeah, that
there's so many things in that movie that's like such, you know, our humor too. Like when they're trying to get the fucking star on top of the tree and he fucking launches off the couch. Like that is classic, just stupid humor. Like, yeah, that's hilarious to me. Like, it's so funny.
One of the funniest parts of that movie, I hope you know what I'm talking about, is when he like, he does the thing where he like puts, I think he's by himself. But he puts like maple syrup on the spaghetti, but he takes like a giant bite of this thing and he goes, and it just like, and then it cuts. It's so good.
It's also obviously real, which is hilarious.
Yeah,
so
he
like,
eats
Will,
it.
Will Ferrell has to actually put like spaghetti sauce, maple syrup, like what is
candy.
It? Candy corn and like all this stuff.
And then even like. Even like the burp fest, like where he's just like, ugh.
So good.
It's
so good.
Stupid. But my favorite joke of that movie is when he says, he tells that coffee shop, congratulations for having the best cup of coffee in the world. It's so stupid. Some shitty like coffee place in the West Village.
I actually read a thing about all of those city scenes are like, that's really happening. Like they didn't block off a thing and that's not extras. So like,
how do they get away with having them in there? Oh, probably had him sign after or something.
I have no idea. I just, or also maybe what I read is a lie. But,
no,
but,
like that feels, I mean, they're very much, it's very much not on a set. They're very much filming in New York City.
Like when he's taking those flyers,
yeah.
Like when that guy gets mad at him, that's apparently real. And
So good.
And I guess, like, I mean, Will Ferrell was obviously famous, but, like, I don't know. Maybe that's not fair to say. I was going to say, I guess maybe it's possible people didn't recognize him, but...
Maybe. Not yet. Maybe some people didn't.
Yeah, but...
I mean, dude, there are some fucking people, like, usually older people, who, like... You ever seen, like, Billy on the Street where Billy Eichner goes and, like, he
right,
screams?
Yeah.
He's with, like, Chris Pratt, and people are like, oh, no, I don't know. Like, people just, like, are so off the face of the earth that if you're not Barry right. Manilow, they don't fucking know. You know what I mean?
So glad that was the example you used.
That's accurate, I think.
I think you're right. I was gonna, maybe, like, Tony Bennett, Elton John. You know, yeah, something like that.
I mean, maybe even not Elton John unless he has on, like, his sparkly hat and his vest and his, like...
Right.
Like, if he's just walking around normal, then, you know...
We got the 10-minute warning, and we've talked about nothing.
It's so good, dude. That's what we do, man. That's what we do in this podcast. Don't talk about anything. You want to hear my three?
Certainly your three. Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, kind of in the same vein, like, not necessarily the best. Like, the ones that I watch every year and the ones that just kind of stick out to me, I'd have to say number one's probably Home Alone.
Yeah, I mean, great choice.
You know, and Macaulay just got his star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Oh, I saw that. Shout out.
He's apparently, like, a great dad and a great dude. And it could have, you know, child stars usually end not great. And he's killing it. Doing great.
Yeah, good for him.
Joe Pesci,
yeah.
I mean, Joe Pesci's at an all-time comedic high there. It's unbelievable. It's, like, perfect.
So good, yeah.
Yeah, that cast, too, is fantastic. That's probably number one. Number two is sort of a left-field choice. I don't know if you've seen it, the Bill Murray classic Scrooged. Have you seen it?
I have seen it probably only once or twice, so I'm not, like...
I'm not
super familiar, but...
I like 80s, 90s... Chicago, New York. Like, I like those, like, those yeah, kind of movies. And this is, like, I mean, it's basically, like, just a Christmas Carol, but taking place now.
Right. And he's Bill Murray.
Yeah, and he's Bill Murray. And, like, the ghost of, like, Jacob Marley is, like, his old boss, and he comes back, and his, like, corpse is rotting. and he's like, smoking a cigar. He tries to take a drink of bourbon, just, like, goes through his stomach. And he's like, oh, shit.
This is classic.
It's
classic
so
Caddyshack humor. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just so good, dude. And it's, like, heartwarming at the end, but it's just still stupid and funny.
Oh, yeah.
That one is number two. And then number three. Oh, God. There's so many, man. This is a weird one, and it's not really a Christmas movie, but it's Coming to America.
Wow.
Not Die Hard. Yeah.
I would have never guessed that in a million years.
Coming to America, we always watch around Christmas for some reason. It takes place in, like, the New Year's. It's a perfect movie. It's fucking perfect. Arsenio Hall and Eddie Murphy are just...
I mean, that's classic. Yeah, that's classic Eddie Murphy. Didn't they just do number two?
Yeah, my parent... I didn't watch it. My parents watched it. They said it was, like, eh. Which is better than
classic,
it being
horrible. Like, why'd you do it? I would assume. I didn't see it, but...
It did really well because... James Earl Jones was still in it, and he's like 95.
Oh, yeah. He's a billion, yeah. Or was.
Eddie.
But.
I'm dying.
I thought you were going to say Harry Potter.
No, but that is obviously, like, seen as a Christmas movie, too. I mean, there's Christmas, especially in that first one, there's Christmas scenes in it.
It's very funny. I mean, yes, and that's kind of the only reason. And now it's like, at least from what I agree, but it seems like it's almost like culturally to watch Harry Potter, the whole thing around Christmas, you know, like my sister and I literally did that the other week.
I don't think that I've ever had cable and since I've lived in Los Angeles, like, but yeah. when I go back and my parents don't have cable, but they have something similar where you can, like, surf channels, and I always go by a channel that they're just playing Harry Potter for, like, 4 days straight.
It is so hilarious you said that. That is exactly what we did.
Yeah.
It was because we were at my grandmother's house, who has cable, and it was, like, TBS Harry Potter marathon.
Yeah, dude.
And we were like, yeah, we're obviously doing this. And It was on for like 5 days straight.
Did your grandma make you food?
No, other way around, actually.
Whoa, nice.
Yeah. But still very cozy, and she's, you know, 96 and Asian as shit, so it's very very fun.
Well, what does she make that's like really good? Doesn't she make like
she makes wontons?
That's
like homemade wontons, and she like still fries them like,
oh god, dude,
in, you know, something that, you know, you would probably be horrified at, like, you know, just like
lard,
just pure, yeah, like animal fat or something. I don't know, but like, oh, it's just the most unhealthy way to cook something. But it's fucking,
where is
great
she from?
Every time. She's from Guyana, and
that's right.
My entire mom's side of the family immigrated from. So
because
which
your
is in South America, so that is confusing. But they are Asian people.
You know what, dude? Everybody comes from all kinds of places. Guyana.
Everyone
she
comes from all kinds of places.
Your mom was born on like a base, right? Like a.
Well, her uncle was the president of the country.
Jesus, dude.
I know.
Why don't you have $1 trillion?
Because it's a third world country that nobody knows about. So.
There we go. I guess that's...
Yeah. No, I mean, like, it's funny because, like, they... God, we're so off topic. But it's because I tell people that, and that's everyone's exact reaction. And I'm like, being related to the president was, like, lower middle class. That's what it got you.
Gosh, yeah.
Which was, I mean, fantastic, but not, you know, people think, I would assume, like, oh, you're, like, you know, in the royal family, like, you live in a castle with fucking mystery guards, and it's, like, not really, but...
Senna! I just used the name Senna, which is Lenny Kravitz's character in Hunger Games.
It's weird that I knew that.
Yeah, dude, he's so handsome in Hunger Games.
Still handsome.
I mean, he's maybe more handsome as the days go on.
He's just riding a horse naked, like, in Argentina, and it doesn't... It's just great.
Yeah, that's his life. You talked about wontons. Is that, like, something that... Is that one of the foods that you, like, associate with holidays? Because she makes them around holidays?
Yeah, I've never thought about that, but I guess you're right. Yeah, I mean, it only happens then, because...
Right,
she makes it for like the get-togethers. So yeah, actually, you're very right about that.
There's like there's like stuff that I really don't eat unless it's around the holidays, and it's like weird, eat or drink. And one of those things like is, I like whiskey and I like bourbon. I don't drink it a lot, but dude, in the month of December, like that's like it's just like such a warming, like,
yeah, it's a warm drink. You're sitting, you know, yeah, you're watching a movie with your family, sitting by the... There's a fire or something.
Oh my gosh! Yeah,
you're having an old fashioned or something with it's like your dad just made 40 racks of ribs somehow.
That's like accurate. Like, yeah. That's literally what he just... That's what he does. Yeah, yeah. He'll make 35 pounds of meat, and then he'll bring out the Woodford Reserve, and that's a holiday thing. Another weird thing is Chex Mix, like homemade Chex Mix.
Yeah,
is like a thing that my grandma makes, and it's like
puppy chow, kind of.
It's like really, like, it's like Chex Mix, like flavor, but it's like overly flavored, and it's like way too salty, but it's delicious, and that's one of the things that I associate. I only associate that with the holidays, and then occasionally when I have a handful of your bold Chex Mix on tour. We're talking about our favorite Christmas movies, and I think tonight I'm probably going to watch one. Maybe The Polar Express, because I want to feel like I'm high.
I was going to say, that's another, or rather, I was going to say this earlier, but Elf feels to me like the last, like, the most recent Christmas movie to make it into the lexicon, quote unquote. But Polar Express, I guess I don't know which one came out more recently, but that feels like another... More, you know, it's not an 80s movie or whatever, mm-hmm. and it's not It's a Wonderful Life, so
yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like, have there been more recent movies than that?
Not really, dude. They Chris's movies are weird because they can be so cheesy, but I think like the reason that the cheesy ones get a pass is because they're older and they're like from the 80s, and it like doesn't even... Home Alone like has its cheese and stuff, but it's Home Alone and it's from the early 90s, and it like doesn't matter.
Right.
You know, I think that they tried with, like, there's that movie with, like, Danny DeVito and Matthew Broderick, and they were neighbors, and they were, like, kind of feuding. A personal favorite of mine that people don't like is Christmas with the Cranks with Tim Allen and Jamie Lee Curtis. Oh, man.
Nothing
love it.
Nothing has ever tracked more than that.
I think it's so fun. And
again, it's just,
it's so great, dude.
Nothing has ever made more sense.
Chong, isn't it? Of Cheech and Chong.
Or
Cheech.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's just, I feel like everyone thinks Christmas movie, you know, all the classics.
Yeah.
But those are all like 80s, 90s movies, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so.
Dream like location in the country or the world that you'd like to spend Christmas at. If you could bring all of your family and friends and, like, you know, cost didn't matter, and you get like a really great house, where would you like to do that?
Mars landing. Man, I've never actually thought about that. I mean, you know, I as most people probably do, you always just associate Christmas with home, you know, and
yeah.
family. And so that feels like the obvious answer, but I see what you mean. I mean, you know, it's probably so stock, but I could see myself going both ways. I could see myself going classic, you know, Aspen or something like that, you know, just classic Christmas time, mm-hmm. or you go to Hawaii, you know, or you go the other direction. And
which would be cool,
secret,
dude, to
Hawaii Christmas.
To do both, I think, would be really, really cool.
That's a good idea. 1 week in Aspen, 1 week in Hawaii.
Yeah, like 1 week. Well, the thing to do would be to go to Aspen from like December 18th till the 25th, and then the day after Christmas, you go to Hawaii for a week, like the day after, kind of
into the New Year.
Yeah, into New Year's, and then you come back on like the 3rd, or you never come back. Dude, I had this Uber driver when we were shooting in Hawaii who, like, I got in the car, we were talking, he's like, what are you doing here? And I told him I was filming something. He's like, oh, yeah, man, I came here on vacation 11 years ago. And I was like, yeah? He said, yeah, I just didn't leave.
The longest vacation of all time.
That's awesome. Yeah, and he's like, honestly, my job is to drive Uber a few days a week, and then I just kind of hang out. And I was like, shout out, man.
All right. That's crazy.
You figured it out.
I mean, if there's ever a place that you would just, that would happen to you, obviously that makes sense. You know, you're not going to like go to fucking Cleveland and be like, like,
you sure?
Loved everything about it. So I just couldn't leave.
There's the Spirit Airlines flyover of the episode. Thank you, boys and girls. Appreciate
you. They were almost late. They almost missed it.
Dude, I know. We have to talk to them about that shit.
Oh my gosh. What else got written down? I mean, we're kind of rocking. We had a little bump in the road there in the middle with the phone call and whatnot. But I mean, I'm down to keep it rocking. If you are,
I'm proud of us, dude. I'm gonna go eat dinner soon, but I'm down to keep rocking for a minute.
Wait, what did you say?
I said I'm gonna go eat dinner soon, but I'm down to keep rocking.
God, I did not what I heard you say.
What do you think I said?
I just heard I'm gonna eat, and then I didn't hear the next
I'm gonna
thing,
eat,
and it just could have been anything. And but anyways, well yeah, I mean we can wrap this sucker up.
We're having a Christmas party this week, and it's gonna be fun. We have an annual low-key white elephant party, and it gets
low-key.
Low-key.
There's nothing low-key about it.
That's for me to know and nobody else to find out.
Yes. You gotta get juiced up for that. I hear you.
Yeah, well, I went to Michael's yesterday, the store, and I bought like $200 worth of like decorations, Christmas decorations. Dude, it's crazy because like I was like, I'm going to spend about like 60, 70 bucks here. Like, and then I kept getting these things because at Michael's, everything's on sale all the time. Everything's half off. So they just overprice stuff so that it's half off.
God, you're so right about that. It's just so real.
But what you don't realize is that this for $6.99 and this for $7.99 and this for $5.99, it all adds up. And then it came out to be like $232. And I was like, well, it's Christmas.
Good God, what'd you get?
Everything you could ever imagine Christmas-wise. Greenery, like, wreaths, little Santa candles, Santa mugs.
Gotcha, I see, okay.
Yeah, candles.
I didn't know if I was like, I guess I don't know what I thought.
Candles.
I was picturing like.
Candles.
Candles. We fucking make them here.
We fucking make earwax candles here, dude.
Oh, man. Well, yeah. But I'm glad that we got to talk a little Christmas. And, you know, the interruption and our nonsense only means that now we have to attempt to get together on Christmas and do another one. So,
dude, we like have to, man. If I have to come over to your house or if you come over to my house, I'm down for either.
I say we meet at the in the middle of 270 South and just figure it out.
By the old JCPenney headquarters.
Exactly, you got it.
We're just in the parking lot huddled together.
Yeah, we'll make it happen.
Actually, maybe we do it at your house because I want to come see your house.
Yeah, you got to come see my place.
So I'll bring.
Is Maddie going to be around, or is she going? Is she? What's happening?
She's going to going home for Christmas.
Gotcha.
Do you have two microphones? Or do you have one microphone? Microphone.
I only have one, but I could easily get another one. So
I just,
it'd be fine.
Yeah, I'd rather not bring mine if you got one.
Yeah. We have infinite friends.
Or we'll just have Jordan on the podcast, and then Jordan will bring all of his gear over.
I was gonna say that could also be the other thing.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we'll figure it out.
Jesus.
Well, then give me one word to describe your day.
Did you hear that?
What the fuck was that?
The fucking loudest motorcycle of my existence. Merry Christmas. One word to describe my day. Fire guy.
Great.
I went to the studio by myself today. Keaton's in Nashville, and the work on the album doesn't stop. So I went and recorded my own vocals today. Takes a little longer. It's a little harder. I was over there for like 4 hours today, just recording some vocals for a new song, and then. I got coffee with a friend and came home and just like immediately got in the Christmas mood and was able to jump on with you, which is always a pleasure. And it's just been, it's been fire and it's been great. And it's only 5:30 my time. So,
It's crazy. And it's pitch black.
I know. It's so nuts.
Yeah. That's great. Hell yeah.
And I realized this podcast is 120 BPM. So.
Well, we got a tempo sync, you know.
This
so,
podcast is 120. What's one word to describe your day?
That's hilarious. I'm gonna go with full.
Full.
Yeah.
Why?
Really what it was, just a busy day and productive, but I don't want to say the classic words, but I was just kind of going the whole day, and that feels good for me. I'm better when I'm a busy human. And I also ate at a reasonable time, which I normally don't do, so I was literally full at an earlier time in the day.
Nice.
As the rest of my day was also busy, or full, rather. And now we're here, and it's 8:30 my time, which is not late, but, you know, it's not, you put a kind of cap on the day, so to speak.
Yeah, that makes sense why you're so, like, good on tour, is because you have something to do at all times. Even if you don't have anything to do, your thing to do is to, like, have fun, or like, be, you know what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
When we have an 8-hour drive, like, the thing that you're supposed to do is, like, chill, and, like, it's your off day, or whatever. Yeah, that makes sense why you're like that. Are you going to do anything tonight, or do you think you're out for the night?
I don't know. I don't think I'm going to go anywhere or do anything, but, you know, I'll I'll point my compass, you know, towards the North Star and see where it leads me, as they say.
It'll probably lead you north. You'll probably go north, I would think.
Oh, God. No, we'll see. But, yeah, well, no, this was awesome, and we will do... Now we have to do part two because we fucked it up.
We're going to do part two, and also... Just saying, there might be some Winslunch merch on the horizon. We need to get a couple more episodes down. We need to become a little bit more regular. But we have discussed that. And I think that there's a lot of people asking for t-shirts and stuff. So I think that could be... We maybe we'll do a poll to see what you guys want more, whether it's a hoodie, a t-shirt, or like a mug. I like my mug. Yeah. I love my Winslunch mug.
Me too.
Yeah.
It is a very good one. I also like the shirt that I mean, I guess those were, you know, people made those for us, which is really nice, but
yeah.
I
and the Chervis tumblers.
There you go.
I love mine.
I really like it. But yeah, I think we've been I don't know. I don't want to do the classic here's a jillion excuses, but we have been busy and there's been a lot of stuff, and also it's just a little more difficult to do over the internet, but it doesn't mean that we won't push through and break on through to the other side, as they say.
Break on through to the other side.
I can't think of who that is, but
I could also ask you this when we get off of the podcast. But what are you gonna be in? Are you gonna be in Columbus? Like, you just give me a
what
thumbs
the
up.
Fuck is that?
Who gave me a fucking thumbs up? I did not touch the phone.
Oh my God!
I hate that.
That was scary.
Are you gonna be? Are you leaving the day after your show in Columbus?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. I was laughing.
Are you leaving the day after your show in Columbus? Or are you gonna stay like another day or two?
You mean for Christmas?
Yeah.
No, I have stuff all the way to the 23rd. I think.
Oh, so cool.
I'm probably not gonna go until Christmas Eve.
Okay, cool. So we'll have another opportunity.
Yee.
Or I could just literally come over before the gig because I'm going to Uber anyway.
Yeah, I know. We'll figure it out.
Dude,
we'll,
I land. That flight takes off so damn early that you land in Columbus by like 12:45.
Yeah. Get a nice little nap or a cup of coffee, you know.
I'll probably take a 90-minute nap and then eat and then I'm good to go. We'll figure it out.
Hell yeah. Yeah, we'll figure it out. Well, sick. Well, you know, one more question for you.
Shit.
When's lunch?
If I had to guess the answer to that question, I would probably guess that. I don't even know, man. You tell us.
When's lunch?
Hit a cup of coffee.
When's lunch? Oh, no.